Let's turn to Psalm 37 this morning. That's the psalm we're in as we're reading the Bible through in a year. And let's go to verse 4. King James says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." New Living says, "Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you." God's Word says, "Entrust your ways to the Lord. Trust him, and he will act on your behalf." The Message says, "Open up before God. Keep nothing back. He'll do whatever needs to be done." And the Passion translates it this way, "Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire most." What does it mean to delight thyself in the Lord? It means to be soft and pliable before him, to be luxurious, to delight yourself and sport yourself before the Lord. That talks about relationship to me, does it to you? Amen. And he will give us desires. He'll give us our requests and petitions. Spurgeon said about this verse, "Delight thyself also in the Lord. Make Jehovah the joy and rejoicing of thy spirit. Every name, attribute, word, or deed of Jehovah should be delightful to us. And in meditating thereon, our souls should be as glad as the epicure who feeds delicately with a profound relish for his dainties." Don't you love Spurgeon? Amen. But you can just almost picture it, this gourmet sitting down to a gourmet meal and just relishing the food that he's been given. "And he shall give thee the desire of thine heart." Men who delight in God desire or ask for nothing but what will please God. You know, that's kind of a scary verse. Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you what you ask for. Ah! What I ask for might not be godly. Oh, yes. If you're delighting yourself in the Lord, if you're in relationship with him, in intimate relationship with him, what you ask for will be within his will. Amen. Amen, amen. He goes on to say, "It's safe then to give them carte blanche. Their will is submitted to God's will, and now they may have what they will." John Howe states, "Come and sit down with God. Retire thyself to him and solace thyself in the delights which are to be found in his presence and converse in walking with him and transacting thy course as before him and in his sight." Both of these men had a clear knowledge and interpretation of this verse. Amen. Let's stand now and let's say it from the Passion Translation. That's Brian Simmons' translation of the Bible. "Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire the most." Amen. Great and mighty is he. We're going to worship him and we're going to take pleasure this morning in pleasuring him. Amen.
Amen.
As we give our worship freely to him, let it just go up to him. Praise and worship to our King. Great and mighty
Amen.
Is he.